Hey, geese. Spare change? A nickel, a dime, something to eat? They're just walking away, shaking their asses at me. Hey, geese, you paying the city of Oakland anything for that grass you eating? The city's on hard times. We just can't be given freebies. None of these birds have any money. Hey, what about you? Huh? Why must we pay to live on the planet we're born on? They don't. I'm Kelly O'Ramaris, a 55-year-old freelance journalist from Oakland, California. And I'm disgusted by what goes on in the world because of the need or greed for money. In most places, it's considered illegal and immoral to sell your body for sex. Yet human trafficking is a problem in most of the world because parents who can't afford to raise their daughters sell them to brothels. And young women who leave their hometowns looking for jobs sometimes get shanghaied into the sex trade. In most places, it's considered illegal and immoral to sell your body for sex. Yet selling your body for other purposes is mandatory for most people. Why must we pay to live on the planet we're born on? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yet try exercising those unalienable rights without money. Good luck. Yet all men and women are created equal. We're born naked and helpless. We put our pants on one leg at a time. And rich or poor, we all die. So who the hell is anyone to tell us that we must earn our food, clothing, shelter, and health care? And who the hell is anyone to deny us these things? The president, the pope, the queen of England, the richest men in the world. None of them are more entitled to these things than you or I. After 40 years as a dependable American worker, Dennis Paul Abrams was let go from his last factory job at the age of 55. He managed for 2 years unemployed, going most of the last year with only food stamps to help out. During that time, he became very ill. It was cancer. Out of money, sick, out of time, too proud to ask his ex-wife and his grown sons for help, Dennis Paul Abrams took his life last August, 2 months after watching his youngest son graduate from community college. How many Dennises are there in the world that we don't know about? How can the United States or any other nation in the world call itself civilized when it expects people like Dennis to earn a living and then prevents them from doing that very thing by throwing them out of the labor force? Why do we have to earn a living anyway? Aren't we already living? Now don't get me wrong, I'm very strongly in favor of work. But there are two true purposes for work. One is to deepen and enhance our experience as human beings. Life would be shallow and boring without work. And the second is to provide goods and services for our community. But it's certainly not the purpose of work to fatten the bottom line of some greedy corporation that'll only throw us away when it doesn't need us anymore. And certainly the purpose of work is not to pay for our very existence. In fact, money can impede work. Are you doing what you're meant to do in this life? Or are you just working a job that lets you exist to pay bills because you can't afford to get the education or tools that you need for your true work? Why must we pay to live on the planet we're born on? In 1990, Vincent van Gogh's portrait of Dr. Guichet sold for $82.5 million. Van Gogh in his life only sold one painting, and for a hell of a lot less than that. He was supported throughout his life by his younger brother, Theo. What if Vincent van Gogh had been an only child? The end of money is an idea that transcends socialism. Socialists often talk about the human right to a job. But what is a job other than a human rental? You rent yourself out to another entity for that entity's purposes for as long as that entity wants you, regardless of your needs. Human rental has a lot in common with prostitution and slavery. You've heard of the phrase wage slave, haven't you? I don't think being a whore or a slave is much of a human right. Professor Robert Reich of UC Berkeley, a Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration, recently wrote an article explaining how corporate profits have been divorced from job creation. I think worker sustenance should be independent of job creation also. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, eh? Current global economics will continue to create war, crime, environmental degradation, and untimely death. We need a new way that honors the earth, the diversity of people, and the good things that people do that are not currently honored because they're not profitable. Why must we pay to live on the planet we're born on? They don't.